4 days of demonstrations in Ferguson, Missouri, reached a peak yesterday with the arrest of about 50 people protesting the August police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Among those arrested was a member of the First Baptist Church in Jamaica Plain, the Reverend Osagyefo Sekou. He was charged with assaulting a police officer and was released last night. We spoke with him this morning about the protests and to hear about his arrest.
Hundreds of clergy gathered from around the country, and we marched out of Wellspring Church toward the police station, presented the police officers who were tear gassing and shooting rubber bullets at children the opportunity to repent and be able to be reconciled into the community. We held a memorial for Mike Brown in front of the police station. We moved then toward the police station. Billy clubs were pushed against a lot of clergy's throat, but we kneeled and we prayed and we sang songs of Zion. We asked for a meeting with the police chief. Four of us approached, myself, Reverend Michael McBride, Dr. Cornell West, and Renita Lampkin. We moved toward and told them we would not be resisting arrest. We just wanted to meet with the police chief. As we moved forward, Dr. West and Reverend McBride were arrested. And then subsequently, myself and Reverend Renita Lampkin were thrown to the ground face first and processed and taken to St. Louis County. But we were engaging in a witness. To think about it, if they would do that in the daytime to clergy, think about what they've been doing to our children night after night. And we were all charged with assaulting a police officer and peace disturbance when all we wanted to do was pray and meet with the police chief.
Let me ask you, do you think these protests are making a difference? And what would be a marker of success for you?
So, dear brother, we can never go back to the status quo. The protests have made a difference because poor black youth made America pause and recognize their humanity. Every sector of our society has been mobilized because the blood of Mike Brown has seeded a great revolution in America. And so even in Boston, my own beloved city where I live now, young people are organizing around Stop and Frisk, the ACLU and Youth Against Mass Incarceration, Black Life Matters, Boston. And then there's the poets who are organizing around these questions, right? So we can never go back to the status quo. We can never ignore the high level of police repression that young black people are suffering around the country. So, dear brother, we've already won. It's already made a difference.
Reverend, will you keep going back to Ferguson until you achieve the change that you're looking for?
I will continue to come to Ferguson. I'll continue to organize in Boston, where I serve as the pastor of Formation and Justice at the First Baptist Church in Jamaica. But yes, I am in it for the long haul. But, you know, this is a long-distance race.
Reverend, thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
Be well.
The Reverend Osagyefo Sekou of the First Baptist Church in Jamaica Plain talking about his arrest yesterday protesting in Ferguson, Missouri.